Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Gunay.
Hi, John. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Who else is on the line as well?
Azure.
Oh, hi, Azure. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Gunay?
Good morning, Azure.
Good morning, John.
So, okay, I have a question. Were we supposed to go at 8:30 or 8?
8:30.
Because I see on air we just have 10 minutes left. That's what I'm asking. Weird. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're supposed to go at 8:30. Yeah, we just have 10 minutes left. I don't get it.
Let's jump into it.
Good morning.
I say let's jump into it.
Yeah, let's just jump into it. So good morning. This is Gurney, a master graduate with FMU. So we did part one last week, so today we're going to do part two. I have two people on the line as well, two MTU interns as well, Ajua and John. You guys can just give your introduction and we can just jump in and start the show. Ajua, you can go
first. Okay, good morning. Go ahead. Hello?
Go ahead, John. Yeah, go ahead.
Good morning. My name is John Smith. I'm a sophomore at Florida Memorial University, and I'm studying business and marketing.
Azra?
Good morning, everybody. This is Azra. I'm a recent graduate from Florida International University.
Okay, so we can just start. We can just go ahead and start it. So we did talk about the mutual respect transmutation last week. We did open it for definition and give our point of view. So John, I'm just going to let you like lead the show and go ahead with your own thought about the chapter. We don't have much left, so we're just going to go to whoever wanna just start first. Can just start first. Give your own perspective on this chapter.
Okay, so last week we spoke about the 10 mind stimuli. This week we're going to finish the second half, which is on the genius. This chapter states that the genius developed through the sixth sense. And the sixth sense is actually creative imagination. And in the chapter it says that a relatively small number of people use it deliberation, purpose, and foresight, the faculty of creative imagination. Those who understand of its functions are, by definition, geniuses. And basically what I got from this chapter is when you're able to bring in creative imagination with anything that you do and focus on your purpose, you can pull forth creative imagination to make sure that you are assured to succeed. When ideas or concepts flash into one's mind through what is popularly called a hunch, they come from one or more of the following four sources, and that is infinite intelligence, one's subconscious mind, the mind of another person, and the other person's subconscious storehouse. So from this chapter, you can see that a hunch really comes from four different places. Most of the times, persons aren't aware of where the hunch comes from. But I would say for me, when I receive a hunch, I would definitely write it down as soon as possible just to make sure that it's top of mind and I can always refer to it when I need it. Because most times, hunches aren't, it doesn't come around for you to act on it as soon as possible. But it can be used later on inside life. So how do you feel about this second part of the chapter, Bonnie?
So basically, when it comes to the sixth sense, I believe this, like some people just believe like it's a gut feeling. Basically here, like you can see that the successful people, like he did interview during his lifetime while reading this book, all have this form or another that they relate to the sixth sense. So basically, anyone that I feel like anyone can cultivate the sixth sense through practice if you just stress it every time you get the feeling. I feel like you're going to get stronger and stronger, easier to perceive from time to time. And also, he did explain that the sixth sense is a type of creative imagination. And the majority of the people will never use it during their lifetime. And that was weird when I read, because I read the book in French. So I was like, what? Let me just go on Google and check if, like, I'm good to understand what he's trying to say. So, but that's what he explained. Like, most of the people that's using in their entire lifetime, and if you don't use it at all, it will definitely happen by accident. If you're going to wake up one day, you're going to have a good feeling. So, so that creative of imagination basically will be just like a link between, like, the finite mind of a man and the infinite intelligence. And how to go down, you can understand that your brain action can be really stimulated to one or more of the, like, 10 mind stimulants, like he explained, like, through the chapter. So, yeah. So that's what I thought about the sixth sense and, like, the last part of this chapter.
Awesome, awesome. And whilst you have a few minutes left, Ajwa, you can go ahead and give your part.
Good morning, everyone. This is my first time on this talk show. I'm not familiar as yet with the process, so I do not have anything to talk about right now. I have to go it over with Taylor so she can help me understand it better. So.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. She's driving, that's why she couldn't join. But most of the time, what we do, we don't read a chapter per week, come here, discuss. We usually have, like, a template, like, we have questions, and we're just going to go with it and, like, ask questions, and we're going to give their point of view. But Taylor will explain more in depth when she gets back next week, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
No problem. So, John, you want to add something?
I mean, I basically pretty much covered everything that I needed to in this part of the chapter. I'm excited to go ahead on to the subconscious mind, because that's one of my favorite chapters inside of the book. And we'll be discussing that one next week. What about you? You have anything else to add?
Didn't he say, I guess he said something regarding, like, the creative imagination, that the sixth sense get easily stimulated with, like, the transmutation of, like, something. I don't remember. I cannot. I'm trying to translate it in English. But basically, as I was saying, it just, like, how can I put it in words? It's just a function that will be best when the mind is vibrating at exceeding high rate, when the brain action has been most of the time stimulated, so it's going to be an effect of lifting the person itself far above, like, the horizon or, like, his own mind. Like, it's going to be metaphysics. But basically, he just tried to emphasize through the chapter the importance of mind stimulation to raise the rate of that vibration. He did list, like, 10 ways that can be done, but has effect desire has been most powerful. I guess we went through the list last time when you have friends, sex, desire, music, extra, extra. He did suggest at the end, like, when using the sex drive, that willpower is required to stimulate the mind to vibrate, I guess, at the higher average rate, something like that. And one whole this picture in my input has been taken over the subconscious mind. So basically, he been just repeating the same thing, different type of words through the whole chapter. But you do understand at the end, like, when you put the sixth sense, is very important, because, like, when you have it, when you believe your gut feeling, I don't think like you can be lost sometimes. Because some people like doubt themselves like I do. I can believe in something and just be like, no, it's not happening. When it's really, it was happening. So I guess like this is another chapter that is really amazing. I don't have like a moment for this, but so far so good.
Yes, I definitely agree with you. How much more time do we have left, Gwene?
2 minutes.
Say that again?
2 minutes.
Okay. Gwene.
Yes, John.
Gwene.
Yes.
Before the call hangs up, I have a question that I wanted to get your opinion on. It says, when any negative emotion presents itself into one's mind, it can be transmuted into a positive or constructive emotion by the simple procedure of changing one's thought. Do you have any practices in which you use to do this?